Hello and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest in industry news directly from Australia. Let's start off in New South Wales. The state's Upper House Standing Committee on Law and Justice has initiated a comprehensive review of two critical schemes, the compulsory third-party insurance and lifetime care. This evaluation, which is a routine legislative practice last undertaken in 2022, will be examining these schemes' effectiveness in serving the public. The CTP insurance scheme is a crucial coverage for all vehicle owners, and the lifetime care system extends its support to individuals who have incurred severe injuries in road accidents. Committee Chair Greg Donnelly has invited public participation, urging regulators, legal professionals, industry veterans, and the wider community to contribute their insights. So, if you have something to say, remember, submissions are open until October the 10th. Moving on to a decision made by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. They upheld an increase in the flood cover premiums by Allianz following a dispute with a homeowner. After her premiums jumped from $369 to $1,277, the homeowner claimed ignorance, pointing fingers at postal errors for missed notifications. However, AFCA backed Allianz and emphasized that consumers need to stay diligent in monitoring their policy details. So, here's a reminder to all listeners to not overlook any insurance correspondence. Another significant headline is from Marsh Australia. They reveal that group life insurance premiums with long-term benefits have seen an average hike of 15 to 25% this year. More organizations, notably law firms and insurance companies, witness insurers retracting coverage, especially those with negative claims histories. Cancer remains the leading cause for life claims, while mental health continues to have a significant impact on income protection. And finally, a pause in updates to the National Construction Code by the Australian federal government has stirred concerns in the industry. Housing Minister Claire O'Neill's announcement is aimed at fast-tracking approvals to address a housing shortage. But this action also raises alarm bells. The Insurance Council of Australia has voiced worries over the potential compromise on community safety and resilience against natural disasters. Stakeholders debate balancing swift construction with safety and call for policy consultations to bolster building resilience standards. That concludes this week's roundup of insurance news in Australia. For more such updates, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estratori signing off. Stay savvy and stay safe.